Yeah, same here. Right now I have a Baofeng AR-152 for my main radio. I'm getting a Explorer QRZ-1 from QRZ. But yeah, same for me. I'm looking to get an Anytone 778. But if I had the money and the opportunity, my house would look the same exact as what you said.
Okay. Well, I used to have 100-watt HF radios, but a few years ago, I purchased a radio called a Zhiggu, X-I-G-G-U. It's called a G90. It does 160 meters all the way down to 10 meters. And it's got a built-in antenna tuner and a built-in Morse code keyer. And it does 10 watts on carrier. And so it'd be 10 watts on CW or Morse code, 10 watts on AM or FM or any of the digital modes, and does 20 watts single sideband. And it's a nice radio. It's got a waterfall display on it and everything. It's really cool. Small, lightweight. I think it draws all of about 7 amps, not even that, on a 12-volt power supply. Works well. I like it. I'm really impressed with the antenna tuner. I have tuned all kinds of things. One day I was just fooling around. I said, let's see if what I can do with this. I hooked up the shield side of the coax to my ground wire, and I hooked up the center part of the coax with an allocator clip to my 10-speed bicycle, which I had sitting in the room with me. And I made a contact with a guy in a small town near Cheyenne, Wyoming. And he was running a G90 as well. It was hilarious. And he goes, what are you using for antennas? Oh, Mike, you don't want to know. I'm embarrassed to say. I said, I'm just testing out this antenna tuner to see how it's working. And I told him about the bicycle, my 10-speed bike. And he goes, really? He said, I bet you that's the furthest you've ever been on your 10-speed. He goes, I'm working off old coiled bed springs. I went, and then I didn't feel so bad because he was giving me a 20-over signal. I was giving him a 20-over signal.